Good day. Welcome to the Guardians of the Holy Grail with Mark Amaru Pinkham. This program will explore the secrets behind the Knights Templar and other secret mysteries of the world today. Now, here's your host, Mark Amaru Pinkham.
Welcome to another edition of the Guardians of the Holy Grail, the program dedicated to diving deep to uncover and expose the truth behind the Knights Templar, the Holy Grail, secret societies, and many of the world's occult and esoteric mysteries. This program, the Guardians of the Holy Grail, was created by me to set the record straight with hard facts from authors, researchers, and those with direct knowledge and experience of the mysteries. I myself am an author, a researcher, and a Knight Templar of the International Order of Gnostic Templars. In our Gnostic Templar Order, we are dedicated to reviving and unveiling the true history and sacred rites of the Knights Templar. You can learn about us at our Gnostic Templar website, which is www.gnostictemplar.org. And while you're there, you can sign our mailing list so that you can receive our monthly e-newsletter and keep up with what we're up to. You can also become an associate member and even download an application to become a full initiated member. We also have books on sale there and many correspondence courses. So there's a lot there, so please come and check us out. Well, one of the goals of the International Order of Gnostic Templars is to complete the work of the original Templars, which was to create a one-world spirituality. With this goal in mind, we are currently organizing an event this December, which will occur December 19th through the 21st, right here in Sedona, Arizona. It's called Birthing the Fifth World. The Fifth World, as many of you know, is the new era that has been prophesied by the Native American tribes for, well, virtually thousands of years. And the Fifth World is prophesied to be one of peace and prosperity, and when a one-world spirituality can potentially take root. The birthing of the Fifth World event this December will take place over 3 days, during which numerous speakers will give presentations about the coming Fifth World, including the new Fifth World spirituality and the new Fifth World civilization and technology. But of course, the high point will be December 21st, and that's the day when our Earth, our solar system, is in the most perfect alignment with the center of the Milky Way galaxy. We're also going to have a lot of purification rites are going to be offered, especially 19th and 20th, including Native American sweat lodges and sacred dances and a Vedic fire ceremony. These are designed to help all of us that are part of this event to prepare for that most important day of December 21st. On that day, at sunrise, we're going to be stationing ourselves at the various vortexes of Sedona and open ourselves to receiving the new frequency that will come to Earth to support the manifestation of the Fifth World. During that morning period, a Taoist master will be giving initiations into Taoism, and we're going to have some musetis here that will help oversee initiations into the most ancient order of the Peacock Angel. In the afternoon of that day, we're all going to gather together as one official tribe of all nations, or which you might call Earth Tribe. Now, part of the focus of the event will be the resurrection and revival of the ancient Hopi city that Sedona is built upon. This city is known as Palatquapi in the legends of the Hopi. We believe that many people will be able to see and interact with this ancient city which, of course, is mostly on the fourth dimension, starting on December 21st and into the fifth world. Now, you can learn much more about the this event, Birthing the Fifth World, and who the speakers are and the schedule and so forth, if you go to our website, which is www.2012sedona.com. It will also give you directions there on how to register, it's good to know that if you want to come, you probably should register soon, because the hotels in Sedona are bound to fill up very quickly in anticipation of December. There's going to be a lot of events happening here at that time. So anyway, I hope that many of you listening here today will be with us and attend this, once-in-a-lifetime event as we come together to bring in the new fifth world. Now, we have a special guest today. This is a special program because we're interviewing a Yazidi fakir from Iraq. His name is Kamal Talaf Kasso. And he lives in Shingal, northern Iraq. Kamal is a member of the fakir caste of the Yazidis, which is the highest of all the castes. The fakirs are the religious leaders and the teachers and the record carriers of the Yazidis. Now, fakir Kamal is unique in that he is very clairvoyant and can directly receive messages from Tausi Malek, the peacock angel, which is the principal deity of the Yazidis. Today we're going to ask Kamal to share some of his received messages with us, as well as to share with us some traditional Yazidi history and spiritual wisdom that he is also the carrier of. Kamal is one of the Yazidis who's scheduled to be here in Sedona for our Birthing the Fifth World event, to both speak and oversee the initiations into the Most Ancient Order of the Peacock Angel. You can see a photo of Kamal if you go to our website, which is www.2012sedona.com. So I welcome Kamal to our show today, as well as his translator, Amin Chazam, because Kamal does not speak English, so he has a translator. So welcome, Amin, and welcome, Kamal, to the Guardians of the Holy Grail show.
Thank you. We appreciate this, and this is a great thing, and we appreciate your help, and that there will be a great thing to share this knowledge. And
exactly.
Thank you. Here's Mr. Kamal.
Thank you. My first question for Kamal is, Kamal, as a fakir, what special duties do you have amongst your people, the Yazidis?
His duties or fakir's duty is the knowledge and the teaching and teaching the other Yazidis the knowledge of Taus Malak or Peacock Angel. And when some tribe get troubles or they have problems between tribes, they are trying to get them together and fix the problem
act as mediators
for any problems or any problems. They are helping the others and fixing their problems and teaching them the knowledge, as we said.
Okay. Well, I understand that the fakirs are descended directly from Sheikh Adi and the six archangels that were in physical body in the 11th century. Is this true? Is is Fakir Kamal descended from Shikadi and the six archangels?
What do you mean exactly by...
That he's descended from, that the six archangels are his ancestors, or Shikadi is his ancestor?
Can you just explain, is Shikadi, yeah,
and the six archangels that were with him in the 11th century, is Kamal's family, did they come from the six archangels or Shikadi?
Oh, yeah. He says that Shikadi came from the heaven, came to the earth, and he says that he came to the earth to give the knowledge to the people. And yes, he says that they are like fakirs, as they are like the, you know, yeah, they're like from the, you can say, from Shikadi's family.
Okay, so they're the family of Shikadi.
Yes, in 11th century, that was they call it a secret in 11th century came to Lalish, and that secret came from Shikadi. Sultan Shikadi's secret. That was a secret, like something was sent by Shikadi. And also at the beginning of the earth or the universe was created, also there was a secret.
Right. There was a secret from Tausi Malak.
Yeah, they sent seven angels. Tausi Malak sent seven angels to create the universe. The universe or the earth was water 100%. They created the land and Sheshams was one of the seven angels. And Sheikh Bakr was in he put him or assigned him in another place. And Malak Sheikh Hassan in another place. He divided the universe or the earth to seven pieces, and he put each one of those angels in on that piece to be like in charge of. There were four of them. Each one of the first four angels in a place or a direction like east, west, south, north. And then the Pir Hanus. And Pir Kanus. And Pir Brusk. And Aikakanus. And this is the name of the angels when they put them in the four directions.
So,
and they created the earth by the name of Taus Malak. For 90 years after the earth was created, or the universe, about the 90 years, there was no grass or no trees, no plants, you can say. And it's Kanyaspi, it's like it's a water well. It says that Taos Malak sent that or made that well to water the earth and to make it green, to make the grass and the other plants grow up. And then the Taos Malak gave the power to those seven angels, and he sent each one to a different place. He gave them the symbolism of Taos, of the peacock. And there are seven continents in the world or on the earth. Each was by the name of one of the angels. Taos Malak by his power and the earth or the universe was created.
9,000
we have 90,000 names of peers, which is a special group of Yazidis, and 80,000 names of sheikhs, which is another a group of Yazidis. And all the most of the secrets which were coming from the heaven or coming from the God, they were coming through Taos Malak or the peacock angel. As we say, there are seven continents, and we can say Yazidis, and each one of them can be found in all.
And so each archangel is the ruler over one of those continents.
Yes, and it says we have the name of the seven continents, and each one has an angel name.
Well, here in Sedona, Arizona, where we're going to start the most ancient order, the Peacock Angel, I have seen many temples here. And they have peacock design and peacock images and peacock carvings all over these temples. So I would guess that one of those archangels helped to maybe build these temples. I think they are very, very, very old. They're mainly on fourth dimension, but I've seen them for 25 years. But they have all kinds of peacock imagery covering these temples. So I always thought that they were directly related to Taos Malak.
وقصورة دورة سموه
Yes, as he said at the beginning, he says that there were too many, as he called, secrets came from Tau Ceylon to the Earth or to the universe.
Tau said what Malakaji have on 30 Tau have on 30 Tau since 31.
Most of the temples have the head of peacock, and some of them have a pigeon or doves. And you know that's the two birds are a symbol of safe, and that means that we don't hate any religion. We respect all the religions, and we don't hate anyone.
Well, what can you tell?
And you know, science, as you said in Arizona, that the temples that you just talked about said that the ends of pithats are on there. You can find in all seven continents. You can find this thing in each one of the seven.
So there's temples on all seven continents with the peacock on them.
Yeah, there are different temples by different symbols in each continent.
Mm-hmm. Can Fakir Kamal say what were the special secrets that Tau Ceylon brought to the earth?
It says Chihadi was the special one, that Al Malik sent to the earth.
And he told the secrets. Chihadi told the secrets.
There were secrets even before Chihadi, and each secret it's updating our knowledge, and it was adding and new things to it, and updating it. And as we said 5 minutes ago, when Chihadi came, he brought 90,000 peers, which is a special group of Yazidis, and 80,000 sheikhs, which is the other religious group.
Yes.
He says that there's a name called he called him Shamoni Cape. It was a rock. And he became a child and then became a man. And he was sent to advise the people or to show him the right way on their life, to make them to became a man, and he was going all over the world to show them the good things to
right. So
and that came from or through Paulus Malak.
Yeah.
And also Moses. It says that Taus Malak gave the stuff that Moses had. He gave him that the stuff that Moses had.
The secrets that Moses had, he gave to Moses.
Yes.
So he was the burning bush, was he? That's how he manifested. On Mount Sinai, the burning bush.
Yes, he was from. He was a rock. Actually, he got created from a rock.
Right. So, but Taus Malak on Mount Sinai, he met Moses. He took the form of the bush, right? The burning bush.
He said that he gave stuff that Moses had, have you heard of Moses, the stuff, like he has a stuff, this was not made of wood.
So he taught Moses, he gave Moses the Ten Commandments and the secrets that Moses had, he gave to Moses, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So
and it says when Pharaoh was not worshiping to God, Taus Malak gave that secret or power, we can say, to Moses to destroy the Pharaoh.
Oh, right.
So then that helped Moses to cross the sea, and he could cross the sea with not getting even
So you're saying that Taus Malak was the god of the Jews? Is that what you're saying?
That was what we said, all the people in the world, they have to believe to Taus Malak and God. And all the people in different places in the world, they all were worshipped to Taus Malak, but in different names. Maybe some of them they don't know.
Right.
Yeah, they have the name, but they don't know who.
Right. Well, through my research, I have been able to find that there. In many traditions around the world. Well, what I have found by doing research around the world is that there are many cultures that have deities that have exactly the same characteristics as Taus Malak, but they're called something else. The Sumerians have Enki, the Hindus have Sanat Kumara, exactly the same. Like Taus Malak, but they have different names. So this is what you're saying, that all these different cultures around the world know of Taus Malak and their legends, but they have different names for him.
Yes, exactly. That was Mr. Kamalman.
Right. I'd like to ask Fakil Kamal, is he able to directly receive messages from Taus Malak?
Okay, let me ask him. No, he doesn't want to answer.
He doesn't want to answer that?
Yeah, I can't say that. He says I can't say that.
Okay. Has Tulsi Malek started appearing to me about 10 years ago? I kept saying peacock feathers and peacocks, and I've been saying them for ever since. And when I see the peacock feathers and peacocks, I get intuitive messages from Tulsi Malek. And so I'm wondering, for Fakir Kamal, does Tulsi Malek, can he see Tulsi Malek? Does a Tulsi Malek appear in front of him? Can he see him like I can see him?
It says yes, I do see, but I can't say everything I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do other fakirs, do they also get messages from Tulsi Malek, or can they see Tulsi Malek?
But they have the, most of them have the knowledge.
Uh-huh. Well,
yeah, but they don't know. Yeah, most of them have advices, and then they have the knowledge, but they don't. No, they don't get messages,
well,
or they don't see.
I see them as peacocks, feathers, and peacocks. What are other ways that people see Tulsi Malek?
Says that all the good souls, good people, most of the good people can see things even in dreams, or maybe in somewhere when they are alone somewhere, you know, somewhere where there's no, you know, it's not somewhere not crowded, or when you can see things, or you can hear, you know, suddenly you can hear things, maybe. That was a good soul or good people, good souls or good people can see that.
So normally, Tulsi Malek will appear as a peacock?
The shows him 1,001 kinds.
Of different forms?
Yeah, different, yeah.
Okay.
Shapes, different things.
Okay, well, I know a lot of people that now they are getting visions of peacocks, or in their dreams they are seeing peacocks, or maybe even live peacocks will come to them. And they think that, they feel like that this is the sign from Tulsi Malek. Are more and more people getting visions of Tulsi Malek now? Is there a reason that he's trying to contact people like myself and other people?
Uh,
مثلا هو كفوا زي خراي مثلا قال خلقي كما قال معناه يعني وي ايه يا شدي
Says
Taus, yeah, Taus Himalak made four special things. The soil, and water, and the wind, and fire. And that's the you know what the earth made of, or what the four
right.
things.
The four elements.
Yeah,
four elements. Right. But
the many times the world was destroyed. The first time was destroyed by water. And during the prophet Shadid was destroyed by wind, by the wind. And in Middle East, there are some places where the human were covered by about 40 meters of soil and dust.
This time
it will be destroyed by fire, which is the weapons as we see in these days. The weapons are fire. All the weapons that even the aircraft and all kind of ammunition and weapons are fire.
Right.
So this time that the this is the four.
So when is this going to happen? When is the world going to be destroyed by the weapons?
I can hear you very well now. I can't hear you.
When will the earth be destroyed by the fire, by weapons?
Yeah, he's saying that it's this time it's the most, It says it will be destroyed by fire this time, which is weapons and.
Right. When is this going to happen? When is this going to happen?
It says that one of the signs or one of the things that one of the signs was the Egypt government, when the former regime or Hosni Mubarak's regime is gone. He's saying that the one of the signs was that if he stay 40 years on the chair, he led Egypt for 40 years. After 40 years, it will be gone.
Okay, so. The world now is going through a big transformation. It's going through an end now, and then there's going to be a new beginning, right?
وبجي مثلا افتح حولات وبدايه كنويت شذي
says if any war or any army got formed by name of Papi Rome, that name of an army might be formed. That's one of the signs.
I see. Okay, so there might be a big army that is being formed to start a big war. Is that right?
Yeah, Papi Rome.
In Rome.
Papi Rome.
That's okay.
It's not an English word.
Oh, okay. Okay. What does Taosi Malek say about the new world? We're moving into the new world now. We believe in the West that it's starting December 21st of this year. So what is Taosi Malek saying about the new world?
Yes, he says that there will be a big fire from east. And says so the new secrets will come from the south. Or I'm sorry, from west.
The new secrets.
It will be like a big tent, like it's a golden color or looks like made of gold. Will be that secret will be seen by name of Sultan Izzy. Taosi Malek will send him. And when the secret came to the earth, all the weapons and all the machines will be stopped, except the magnet. And all the even everything in the air, like aircraft, and even the satellites will come down, and even the pens will stop. Even the pens will not write. And there will be no oil.
Okay. And so Taosi Malek is sending a prophet to the earth. He will be in the West, and he will stop the wars and the bombs and stop many other things. Is that right?
All the machines, yes.
He will stop all machines. I see. Okay, and when is this going to happen?
After He says, you know, he says, he wants to ask. He says, I know you, you know what, when that's going to happen. And all the people in the world, you know, all the good people, you know, most of the people will know that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, then I would,
knowledge.
I would say that it needs to happen soon, if it's going to happen.
Excuse me?
So I would say that it needs to happen soon, right? It will happen soon.
He was saying that, and then he said, I will ask him, see what's his opinion. Yeah, he says that it's my start, you know,
Okay. There will be wars
and volcanoes and storms and earthquakes.
Well, that makes sense. You know, I'm an astrologer, and I can see through... when I study the chart of America, that there is much problems around 2014. Did you understand, Amin?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I said, it looks like by astrology that America will have a lot of problems in 2014.
It will start from the east.
Start from the east.
It says that it will start from east. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Angel Shafadin will come from it.
Okay, so Taussi Malek is sending one of the archangels, is that right? To take a physical body?
Two angels, each one. He will send 11,000 secrets with each one of them.
Okay.
And there will be 11,000 soldiers. Each secret is like a soldier. They will appear.
I see. Okay. In the new world, after the wars, are people going to be able to see Taussi Malek again? Will they know that he is the Lord of the universe?
Yes, and you know, it says the people will be able to see the secrets.
the secrets.
All our grandfather were seen. So, and our old, our grandfather, they were able to see some of the secrets. And since that time, there are no secrets. People, cannot see.
Okay. But there are some people, I think, in the West or some people around the world that, like myself, are getting also the secrets from Taosi Malek. So he wants, it seems like Taosi Malek, he wants many people, not just Yuzetis, to also have the secrets now.
Yeah, it says all the as he said at the beginning, the good souls, good people. Most of the people who are seeing the secrets, they are good people, good souls. And they all worship to Taosi Malek.
Right. Can Fakir Kamal tell me what is a good way to worship Taosi Malek? What does he recommend? What is a good way for worshiping Taosi Malek?
Says that anyone who worship to the sun or to the moon, sun and moon, they are from Taosi Malek's sun is Taosi Malek's light. It's the light who helped all the plants and the people and. It's a source of power. And in the morning, when the sunrise, they have to bow for the sunlight and pray and ask for safety. For his family and his and himself, to be safe, and that's the way to worship. That's the as we said, the sun is the light of Taosi Malek. If you worship to the sun, that means you worship to Taosi Malek.
So the light of the sun is the light of Taosi Malek.
Excuse me?
The light of the sun is the light of Taosi Malek, you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
The moon and the sun.
The moon and the sun are both. Okay.
Yeah, the moon... The sun it's a name of Shishan, and the moon is name of Malek Fakhreddin. Both are secret. The two secrets were from Taosi Malek.
Besides coming here to Earth, did Telsi Malek, did he go to other planets and teach the secrets in other planets and other star systems in the universe?
At the beginning, when he said 11,000 secrets, they all are out there on the other planets. They all are on the other planets, and when he said they will come from the wave, he meant those secrets, the 11,000.
Oh, okay. So other people, other humans, they will come from other planets.
Yeah, so there are secrets in the other planets in the universe. And the experts, who are making these weapons and this evolution is from the secrets of those 11,000 secrets or 11,000 soldiers who are on the other planets.
Okay, so 11,000 people or extraterrestrials from other planets will come to Earth. Is that right?
Yeah, two parts or two groups. Each one is 11,000.
Okay, and so they are all the followers of Telsi Malek. Telsi Malek is sending them all to the Earth.
Yes,
that
was okay.
And this should be maybe around 2014, huh?
Yeah, it will start on, and that will be a beginning on 2014.
Okay.
You know, when the weapons or the machines the evolution when gets completed. And get to a very high level of evolution.
I see. Okay. I have a question. Does Fakir Kamal know the place they call Göbekli Tepe in Turkey? Does Fakir Kamal know of this place?
Excuse me, the name of the place again?
It's called Göbekli Tepe. In southern Turkey, just over the border into Turkey, it's Göbekli Tepe, a very, very ancient place. They have dated it to about 12,000 BC.
He had a different name than what you say.
I talked to Mirza about Göbekli Tepe, and Mirza thinks that it was made by the Yazidis. So I was wondering if Kamal knew about that.
We don't know the name of the place, you know.
Okay. So let's see. Another question is, the Yazidi people have been through much suffering over many centuries. They millions have died during the 72 wars. What does Tausi Malek say about this? Why do the Yazidi people, why has there been so much suffering among the Yazidis?
It was like at the 72 exterminations. They were like tests for the Yazidis.
They were tests.
And that's happened to them. That's happened to them because they were worshiping to Tausi Malak, and that was like a test to see who gonna stay on his religion and keep worshiping Tausi Malak, and who gonna leave him or and or just, stop worshiping.
Does Tausi Malek say it's going to become better for the Yazidi people? Things are going to become better for them?
You mean in the future? Or?
Yes, in the future.
Yes. And for people would live and worship to Tausi Malak for 3,000 years in future. Not just
as the Lord of the universe,
people.
That they will worship him for 3,000 years as the king or the Lord of the universe.
Yes.
Does Tausi Malek have any relationship to Jesus Christ, like he has a special relationship to Moses? Does he have any relationship to Jesus?
Yes, and Jibrail or the angel Jibrail, it's the one of the Tausi Malak's angels. And Tausi Malak, he created Jesus. He had no, Jesus had no father. And he didn't get married even, Jesus. Yeah, and Tausi Malak told Jibrail to blow on Mary's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus got created.
I see. Was Tausi Malek, was he a teacher of Jesus?
Yes. Yes. Yes, and it says until you know we respect all the religions and especially the Jesus because it was or we can say it was created by Tawfiq Malak. Jesus is a son. It's Mary's son. And he got the holy powers from Malak Farhadin. And that's a part of the knowledge. That's like was some of the knowledge. If he could say it in Kurdish, in our language, it's very organized. So, and then after he got created and got the holy power from Malak Fakhreddin, went back to heaven. That's how we're going to say in our language, in Kurmanji. That's what I just said. That's how the Jesus got created and got holy power and then went back to heaven.
Okay. When Tawfiq Malak in the Garden of Eden, when he arrived in the Garden of Eden, he gave the Azeri people the black book, and it had all the laws in the book, how the people are supposed to worship and how they're supposed to live their lives. But what happened to the black book? The black book was lost or stolen at some point, right?
It says that the black book was stolen or was taken from them by the force, you know. And it is in somewhere now. And and they lost it after the Babylon country.
After Babylon, okay.
Yeah, after the Babylon country was.
So
Babylon country was.
Does Kamal know where the black book is now?
Yeah, it is in Britain, in a museum.
It's in a museum.
Yeah.
The British museum. In the British Museum.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not lost then that we know where it is. It should be returned back to the Azeri people, shouldn't it?
So I think the Yazidis asked it for it, and they were trying to bring it back, but you know, the British didn't give it back to them. When the British occupied Iraq, they were trying to, they asked it for, the Yazidis asked them for the black book, but they didn't give it back.
Ah, so it's in the British Museum. That's very interesting. Well, I'd like to, if Fakir Kamal could say now how people around the world, if they want to help the Yazidis, what is the best way to help them now?
Since we don't have any radio station or any, you know, TV channel for the Yazidis to...
And that's what you need, huh?
Yes, to have such a programs and, radio interviews.
So that's what you need is and you need donations to create the radio station. Okay. Well, is there anything else that Fakir Kamal would like to say? We're coming to the end of the interview. Is there anything else that he would like to tell people?
He says we wish if the people could help us and come to here to Iraq and see our situation here in Iraq, or the all minority, not just the Yazidis, see the minority situation here in Iraq and send the reporters to our area to see our situation and the reality and the way that we live here. And the human rights organization and the other organization to come to our area and see our situation.
So it would really help if reporters and people that are making documentaries and videos could come to Iraq and write about the Yazidis and film, make videos of the Yazidis, so people in the rest of the world can know about the difficulties the Yazidis are having.
Yes, exactly. That's what we mean. Yes. And at the end of the interview, I appreciate all the people who were listening to our conversation, and we appreciate you to giving me a chance to have this interview, and thank you very much.
Well, I think that a lot of people are very interested in the Yazidis, like myself, we want to help the Yazidis, and we want to study the mysteries of the Yazidis, which is why we are starting the most ancient order of the Peacock Angel here in Sedona in December, and so we're very happy and excited that that Fakir Kamal can be a teacher for the new order, the most ancient order, the Peacock Angel. He can be a teacher, and he can help to give teachings and information to help us through that organization. And through the organization, we want to learn about the Yazidis and the Peacock Angel, and we also want to be able to help the Yazidis.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do have the, I do have the, you know, the knowledge and like even things, you know, thousands of years, you know. You know, things like before 6,000 years were happened, and the information of the world and the universe.
Right. Well, we are all anxious to learn that information, and we feel like, you know, that the West is ready to study and receive that information now. So thank Fakir Kamal for being on the show, and I hope that he is able to get his visa and so he can attend the birthing the Fifth World Gathering in December.
جيم سلافا لي كوز ممنون زربي اللي فايز ان شاء الله يكاربي بي في تاخذ بريو بي المعادوان في الترويش تما Hello again to you and to all the people. To everyone, have a mercy of God and can feel, you know. And just thanks for all the people in U.S. and especially in Arizona, and you know, because you know you are one of the you know people that I'm proud of. You
know.
And, hello again to Mr. Mark. And thanks to the radio station Kadri for giving us a chance to have this interview, and we appreciate everyone participate this interview and helped us to have it. That was a golden chance to show at least some of our knowledge, some of our information, and to share information with Mr. Mark. And
well, there'll be
have more interviews in the future.
Yes, there'll be many more chances for interviews. Okay, well, say again to Fakir Kamal, thank you very much, and we hope to see him in December in Sedona, and, you know, many blessings to you and the Yazidi people.
Hello again to you as well, and we appreciate your help. We like all the humanity, and we respect all the people and all the religions. We don't hate anyone, and we wish you know the other people to help us and you know and look at us the same way that we look at the other people. But when we pray in the morning and in the evening, our pray is when we pray at the beginning, we pray for all of the humanity, the good people, and you know, and then the last one who we pray for is ourselves. We said, and including ourselves. We pray for all the humanity and for all people, good people in the world, and then we save ourselves. You know.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for those prayers, and we are also praying for the Yazidis, and that things will improve for the Yazidi people. We are praying daily for that as well.
We hope so. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you again, Fikir Kamal, and thank you,
okay.
Amin, for being our translator today.
Thank you. We appreciate your help. Thank you.
Okay, blessings to you, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, we will. Thank you.
Okay, bye for now.